What was it like with RJ and him being so fresh and new? I mean,
RJ?
How did you get him into, because I mean, Thomas and Olivia are experienced, they know what they're doing. What was it like working with RJ?
A total dream, because it's, I've done a lot of casting in my past. Like, I cast a lot of Babel, all the unknown parts. And the reason I met Ryan Murphy was because he needed someone to cast unknown actors, non-professional actors in Indonesia for that sequence, the Tibet, the Balinese sequence in Eat, Pray, Love. That's how he, then I started directing second unit for him. But it was because I do enjoy discovering people, and it's a fun thing to take. If you're allowed to give someone a chance, like, why not, you know? And but it was a very hard person to find, because it was very specific in the screenplay and in the book. He's like weird and short and small, and we were trying to find that character, and then nothing quite worked. And then RJ at the very, and the movie almost fell apart again, because it was 3 weeks before shooting, and how does your financier keep throwing money at a movie? And because now you have people on staff, you have offices in Pittsburgh, and there's no Earl of the title. And then RJ just happened to send a video. He just moved to Burbank from Florida. He sent a video to the casting director, and then she called me and said, "This kid is amazing. I saw him. I loved him." Thomas was still in LA. He went into Skype to meet with him, and I Skyped that audition. So I was watching and talking to them. And it felt right, and then he showed up to Pittsburgh, and I was like, "Oh, jeez, you're tall." Okay, because in your head, you're still like, it's still this little guy, but he has this confidence and this. He reinterpreted the character, and I had to reinterpret it as well. But what happened was the three of them worked well together. That was it. The chemistry has to be great in every direction that you looked at it. It couldn't be romantic or sexual in any way. And that was no matter how many times he tells you it's not a romantic movie, if you cast the wrong couple, you just want it to be, or you think it's going to be, and then it's distracting. So they had wonderful chemistry, the three of them.